So then I had her by the throat, and I was just about
Log
to kill her.
Talk radio.
But, oh.
There we go. I bought us a couple extra seconds there. What is up?
Okay, cool.
Another GeekCast.
Not much. I got caught up on everything. Got caught up on South Park. Still haven't watched any Heroes Reborn, but I plan to do that soon.
Yeah, I may leave that. I may leave that up to you, man. I may. I've not gotten into it yet, so.
Yeah, I think I might just wait till the season's over and then watch it all at once. You know what I mean?
Then watch it, yeah.
Yeah.
We were kind of before the show.
Say what?
Before the show, talking kind of Arrow we may end up doing similar things with. I think we're five episodes in, maybe four. And I don't think either one of us has touched Arrow this season.
No, we haven't, which is fine. We've got things on our plate. We've got Moon Knight, we've got S.H.I.E.L.D., we've got Flash, like, we got things. We got a sampling of things.
I guess we'll rapid fire off some current event stuff real quick before we dive into the juicy stuff. A Jessica Jones trailer, man.
Yeah, and looks interesting. Like, it looks like it's focused more on Purple Man. You know what I mean? Which is interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was a very heavy Kilgrave trailer, I thought. So.
Yeah, and it was real dark. Like, I don't know what bug got up Marvel's ass. They're like, listen, we're already killing DC in movies. Their TVs has, like, you could have an argument who has the better TV series. But they're like, no. We're just going to straight up kill all this Netflix shit. Like, we're gonna knock it so far out of the park, you're going to have to fucking cross an ocean to get that ball back.
Exciting for me, we get to talk a little bit of Star Wars. Have you seen the Force Awakens trailer?
I have. And the only reason I watch it is because somebody said there are no spoilers in it, and there are not.
Yeah, good trailer, man. I thought it was a really good trailer. I think what really gets you, and I heard this somewhere else, but I really agree with it, the scoring of the trailer just really makes you, like, remember the first time you saw Star Wars, you know? And you hear that music, and it just, like, brings you back.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to show anything spoilery or juicy or, you know, just the little bits and pieces with that music is enough.
I mean, they got us on Star Wars. Whether you hated the prequel trilogy, which I did, or you didn't, which some people didn't, like, you got Star Wars, you know what I mean? The name alone will draw.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, you know? I mean, I saw all three Star Wars films in theater, and I hated each one of them.
Yep.
So, you know, it'll draw me.
Yeah.
I think
I'm sure you were the same way. There was just some hope attached that maybe the next one was going to make it all worthwhile. And you got an angry, screaming Darth Vader at the end of it. So.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the first three episodes, that's how it ends.
I think if you were to combine all three movies into a three-hour movie, you might have one all-right Star Wars movie. And actually, apparently, like, somebody has cut all of them together, but it's like 6 hours. Only 30 minutes is from the first movie, because The Phantom Menace is fucking terrible.
It's a waste. It's a waste. Like, there's nothing relevant to it.
Who thought that was a good idea, George Lucas? Yeah. I'm looking at you. And, I mean, this topic has been beat to death, but, like, come on. Like, you read that script, and you're like, this is my fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
Like, no,
no, that was a good way to sell merchandise. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Let's see. The only other thing that I can think of topically is that the first bit of casting news has come out for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We have a
was actually
a
turned down.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna go with the.
Oh, you were going the other way on that one. I was going to who actually apparently has taken the job. That's cool to me because it means that both DC and Marvel are sending Matthew McConaughey strips. Which I think Matthew McConaughey may be the best actor going right now. So I would love to see him in something.
Well, I will disagree, but, you know, that's what's great about having... Is this Pom Clementife? Who's Mantis?
Yeah. Yeah.
I butchered her last name, but... Oh, shit, yeah. I just actually, like, I saw the name, but I never actually saw a picture of her, but yeah. Yes, she'll do. She will do that job.
Yep. And, yeah. And Marvel, I'll trust on that one. So,
yeah. I mean, haven't let it down so far.
Yeah. And I guess on that note, let's jump into S.H.I.E.L.D., man, because rave reviews for this episode. And I was just absolutely gutted by it. I mean, I don't know what was going on this week, but I had my emotions at an all-time high for comic book TV shows, and man, this one really gut-punched me.
Yeah, Simmons on, like, I'll be honest, though, I really wish this were the first episode, like, because, like, and here's why, like, it was fantastic, and, like, I really felt the despair, but how much more would you have felt if you didn't already know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know something that is rescued. Like, if the first season, like, doesn't deal with the fucking Inhumans or anything else, it's just that episode, and then she tells him, Fitz, we have to go back to save him. Not knowing whether he's dead or alive. Like, to me, that would have been a huge, like, not even just a gut punch, like, gut punch in the gut, pull your hair, throw you to the ground, just start stomping away at you. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the season. Suck it.
Yeah. I think part of that's what the gut punch really was. And it's a weird, like this was the first episode where, like, I, after the show, I was like, I have to see what people thought about this show if they're as upset as I was, you know? The best part is it made absolutely 100% sense, you know? It was logical. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what anyone would do in that situation, and it made me kind of like question myself and be like, why are you so upset? Because my first thought was, okay, what if the roles were reversed? What if, you know, if it, let's say it's Fitz on that island with some random chick and Fitz hooks up, am I going to be as upset at Fitz, you know? And like, it makes you question those types of things, you know? Really good writing. I mean, just really good overall. And I think, back to my original point here, the thing that, like, really makes it upsetting, I think, is that you do know that Fitz never gave up. Like, Fitz never gave up trying to find her, you know?
Yeah. But, like, I agree to that, but then at the same time, like, you knew he wouldn't. So, like, if you just come in, the first thing you see Fitz is, you know, crying because he caught Gemma in the bottom, and you're like, well, how the fuck did we get here?
Yeah.
Like, that's my argument against, for why I feel that should have been the first episode of the season.
Yeah. There was also a screen, it was the title screen. When it had, like, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., felt like an old-school Tales of the Strange fucking, like, cartoon strip. You know what I mean? Like, so that was really cool. I was like, oh, this is awesome, you know? Like, this feels like what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. should be, you know? I dug that, too. So...
Yeah, no, I can 100% get behind that feeling because I agree with it.
Yeah.
By the way, I finally got the Milano from Lego set. It's fucking gorgeous. I have all the Guardians now. I have all the Guardian Lego sets because I'm a dork. Anyway, the only reason I thought about that was because we were like, oh, space, blah, 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 blue, blah, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And we talked about Guardians casting. Sorry. Yes. And I was looking at my Star Wars Legos. Go on. I apologize. Like, you know, I get that.
All good. Yeah, we were, let's go, before we go back a week, because we have last week's episode two, which was emotionally charged.
Yes.
We both were kind of kicking some theories around. Like, I really liked your theory, so go ahead and talk about that, and then I'll talk about kind of an idea I had from that episode.
I feel like I always go first, so go ahead, and you can go.
That works. So the Death character, the character that was called Death, kind of looked like a Grim Reaper at one point, and then later on looked like an astronaut. So my mind actually went to Skrulls, you know?
Yeah, me too, actually.
Awesome. The Kree monolith takes you there, they would be at war with them, so there's reason to believe that one, two, or multiple ones would be stranded on the island as well, or the planet. That's where my mind went when I saw that.
Yeah, actually, now that you said, like, when I thought that too a bit. My theory was Ego, the living planet, it's just the way they talk. Like, it was like it almost seemed like, because the Skrull really doesn't have the power to cause sandstorms, because obviously we don't have super Skrulls, and even then that would have been a whole conversation to get into. But Ego has the power to, you know, adapt to planet's surface as he sees fit. And so, I mean, maybe he's not like a character. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about Ego. I read a comic where he and Galactus fought, and that was another theory, was that that was a Skrull, and Galactus had just desolated that planet.
Yeah. And it could be both, too, right? Like, it could be Ego. Oh. That the Kree have stranded Skrulls on Ego. I mean, it could be anything. When you talked about the internal power source or the internal heat source, that makes a lot of sense. And the surface suddenly changing and just to fuck with people. Makes a lot of sense, and that actually makes me fairly excited that that's a possibility.
Yeah, although now that I think about it, Galactus wouldn't have left a power source in the core. He would have fucking, you know, devoured it. So maybe that rules out Galactus, actually.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, there's so many possibilities.
The week before, we saw some emotionally charged stuff with Hunter and May as well.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm totally fine with what Hunter did. Like, man, you have a shot at the big bad. I'm sorry, you take it. Like, if he would have gotten that, even look at, let's say best/worst case scenario, he gets Ward. Now, sure that the Von Strucker kid's gonna be around or someone, but like, again, Hydra's splintered even more so now because what leaders they had are gone. The one guy trying to bring it back is gone. Like, Hydra's fucked.
Well, and it's Ward. They would have gotten Ward, right?
Yeah, Ward would be dead, so like he wouldn't. There would be nothing else. And like, let's say the guy still dies. You killed one person and saved how many lives?
Yeah.
From Hydra.
Yeah.
Like, it's not comparable. It's just not.
I've got an interesting thing to bring up too, and you have to ask the question, too, though. What if instead of Andrew, it was Bobby? You know, what if the roles were reversed that way? You know?
I think May would have still gone for a Ward.
Like, right?
It's too much.
I think that's a fun aspect that should be explored as well, you know? But yeah, Hydra suddenly feels a lot more dangerous in a weird way to me. Like, now that they're this weird thug gang, like almost a street level type deal, you know?
Yeah.
They feel more dangerous.
They feel like street thugs, but you know deep down they've got reserve somewhere of something, and you don't know what that is, and that's horrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what backing they have, you know? Because you know there's some sort of, you know, corporate type backing to them as well.
And they're reaching out, as case in point of thunder.
Agents is on point and really exciting, and I'm pumped for next week. I'm pumped for the return of Agent May to Juan. So that'll bring us to The Flash, which is comic book TV series 2 that made me misty-eyed and emotional of the week. That Captain Cold episode, man. When Joe has to explain to Iris that her mother's still alive, like, that literally brought a tear to my eye, man. That was some deep emotional stuff.
Yeah. And, like, but they handled it so well. Like, it wasn't like, I hate you, Dad, forever. It's like, she's an adult, so she thought about it. And she was like, okay, I see why. I don't hate you. And then was like, fuck you, Mom. You know what I mean? Like, she gave him the rash of, like, I'm going to go side with my mom because I've never met her. I love her. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just think right now both S.H.I.E.L.D. and Flash are just killing it. Like, I can't say it any better. They are just, like, just the characters are believable. They're not, like, overhyped for, like, I know Flash is on CW, but it doesn't feel like it. And I say that as someone who's watched 10 seasons of Supernatural, where every season they find a new way, so fucking stupid, for Dean and Sam to fight. Like, they're brothers. They've gone through hell and back. Literally gone to hell and back. And they still, like, well, it's best if I keep this secret. It's like, no, man. No. Just talk about it. Solve the issue out in 5 minutes and then do some other shit.
Yeah.
But they'll drag that on for seasons, and, like, both shows I do not feel are doing that. They're treating me,
you know,
as, like, a respectable fucking viewer. I'm like, okay, cool. No one would actually act this way, so.
It's all very logical. It's extreme, obvious situations, but everything has a sound, logical backing to it, you know? We talked about when they did the time lapse and the explanation for why Barry was going at it alone. You know, that type of stuff, just there's, even for the thing that is unexpected, you can at least sit back and go, well, it makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
So. Well, speaking of unexpected, I think it was before the show, but I think you called it your moment of the week, man.
Yes. Man. King Shark just showing up fucking. I didn't see him coming so soon. Like, I thought they'd build him up as almost like a Grodd level threat, but nah. Just snatches him out of the fucking sky, or just snatches him off the ground and is about to kill him until who shows up? Earth 2. Oh, God, I'm so glad they found a way for Kevin, you know what I'm talking about, for him to be, God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Like, he killed
and,
that.
Yeah. What's really fun, too, is he a good guy or a bad guy? You know?
I say he's a good guy, because he's not Zoom.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what's his name? What's his character's name? Why can't I think of it? Professor...
Oh, come on, yeah. No, I'm with you. I just blanked as well.
Yeah, right?
Harrison Wells. He's Harrison Wells.
He's Harrison Wells. So, like, if he's a bit of an asshole, I'm totally on board with that because, you know, he's a genius. So, of course, he would be a little bit of an like, he could be a little bit of an asshole. But he seems to be a good guy. So, I mean, not all good guys are your best friends.
What's cool, too, right, is that that was the Earth 2 King Shark, you know?
Yeah.
So there's still a possibility that there is a King Shark on Earth 1, you know?
Yeah, and King Shark wasn't dead. He was twitching at the end. So he's not dead, so who knows?
Yeah.
Also, I think Atom Smasher's still alive, so...
Yeah, it's...
We've got that.
There's a lot of fun stuff going on. Like, the Earth 2 stuff is really cool. Flash will amaze me when they're able to just keep pulling this stuff out, you know?
Yeah.
They've done a really good job of you just being like, "Holt, they're giving us this already? They're giving us this already?" You know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
it's like, where can... And it's all leading up to more Flash, more Arrow... Legends of Tomorrow. Like, I'm so excited. Like, DC is killing it on the network. And Marvel isn't far behind with... I'm really excited for Wrecking Crew. Cleanup Crew. Shit.
Yeah. What's it actually called? I know what you're talking about, but...
We are terrible tonight. Like, we took a week off and we just came back terrible.
Rusty as hell.
I don't know.
What the hell is it called?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I'm scrolling through my... Yeah. Ricky knows what we're talking about, too, goddammit. But, yeah. Yeah, that should be...
Damage control.
There you go. I kind of think it would be awesome if Kate Dunning found a way onto that.
Yeah.
As her character from Thor. Because I don't know how much more legs that's going to have.
Mew.
That character. But I think that would be a cool spot for her if she,
she could
nail
it, yeah.
Got her that job. It's like, So.
Yeah. I can get it on board that crazy train. So, I we've got a lot of good stuff coming out. I'm fucking stoked. Also, Wally is mentioned in Flash, not by name. Actually, I don't think they said him by name. But I would guarantee that's who Joe's kid is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would make sense. And, what we got to figure out is it actually Joe's kid, which,
most likely it is.
Yeah. I mean, they did do the 8 months bit, which would imply, if it wasn't, additional things there.
Mm.
But,
yeah, maybe she was cheating for a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we've got a lot to look forward to this season on all our shows. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Do you all want right. to
well, any...
get to some Moon Knight?
Oh, yeah. We better do that.
We can't just forget about it the second week after.
Yeah, that would be bad, man. I mean, I'd hate to push that and Blue Beetle and Booster Gold off the show at the same time. So
I know.
We should
I mean,
at least
to
touch
Blue
on Moon Knight.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can squeeze that both in. I'll start off. I really like the way that this particular series tackled the multiple personalities and the like voices in his head with them taking... all right, so first things first, spoiler, if you haven't read it, and if not, now's a good time to get a synopsis of it. But taking the roles of Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Captain America and kind of egging him on throughout the series, I thought was genius. And also, it reminded me how much I love a well, it's kind of redundant to say well-written, but a Brian Bendis female role with Echo,
yeah.
who's I have a soft spot for. Any like Daredevil supporting character usually, especially during the Bendis era, usually has a soft spot for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought the use of Echo was really cool. And Bendis always does a good job of, I don't want to use like a term that most people would use, like a damaged female character or a, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But just like a female character that feels real and feels like has real strengths and weaknesses, like real life. The one thing that kind of bothers me about Echo would be impossible to actually like get across in a comic book without coming off completely insensitive is that like she talks like any other character, but like you know that someone that's deaf is not going to sound the same, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any way that you can tastefully
you can
like, get around how that actually is. But like there, you know, there is a way to do that in other forms of media, I think. So, but yeah, that would be my only real like gripe. So,
yeah, it's a good gripe. I mean, it's something you're right. You can't really read into unless they make her speech stilted and
yeah.
terrible, and then it ruins and it takes away.
Yeah, then it's kind of like thick, you know. So
yeah. So if you haven't read it, I'm going to go spoilerific. So if you want to read it, which you should, it's only 12 issues, stop, drop, and roll and read the 12 issues. I really liked it. Like I didn't realize how powerful Count Nefaria is.
Yeah.
And he is. And the way Moon Knight and Echo, even though Echo dies, fighting, like, made sense. Like, it was believable. At no point did, like, you know, Moon Knight straight up go one-on-one with him. There was always a trick or a tit, you know, like, something Moon Knight had up his sleeves that kind of Fae was like, well, like, he literally is always saying, like, you know, I've gone toe-to-toe with Thor. And Moon Knight knows it.
Yeah.
Moon Knight's crazy, but he's not fucking stupid. So, like,
yeah.
he's always got, like, something to maybe, like, balance the odds, if only for such a long time. And I like just about all of it. Like, it was, quite frankly, a really good book, and I would really
yeah.
recommend anybody reading it.
I like the part, too, where I want to say it's towards the end, but, like, he's taken his powers away one time to get the upper hand, and Echo's basically like, well, why don't you just do that again? And Moon Knight's basically like, well, I don't think he's going to let me get away with that again a second time. You know, like,
yeah,
Moon Knight knows
a surprise.
That he has to have it away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, yeah.
But yeah,
totally.
I love, too, that they, there's a weird deal in Marvel where everything happens in New York, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say the East Coast because it's literally like New York, you know, or
yeah.
Washington, D.C. Those are your two options, but like mostly New York. I love the fact that the premise of the book was that there's no superheroes in L.A., so why wouldn't villains flock there to try to set up something, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'll be honest, like, if I were a D-level villain in Marvel and had some sort of power, I wouldn't stay anywhere near that shit. I'd go to rural nowhere Oklahoma and rule that
yeah.
fucking town like a goddamn king.
yeah.
Like,
who's
no,
gonna
who's
show
gonna
up?
Stop
Twister?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, the what's the cowboy that's been in the Avengers?
Yeah, fuck, I don't remember.
I want to say Sundance Kid, but that's not it at all.
No.
But
no,
yeah.
It's not Butch.
Yeah. So, now would be, we haven't gotten any suggestions yet, but now would be your time to offer up our reading for next week, or we'll say next week, but what we both know that schedules are going to be crazy in the next couple weeks, but the next chance that we get to come on here.
Mine will be, I had one, but I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I did Next Wave. Let's move on to something a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Shit. Serious. So let's go to Spider-Man Reign.
Okay. Cool. I'm pumped for that. That that's something that I've been wanting to read. So I'm pretty excited for that, actually.
I don't even need to use my Marvel Universe account. I'll just fucking bring the book. You know what? I'll just bring the book and we'll read it someday together. It's fine. It's fine.
Nice. Nice.
We'll make everyone act it out at Inspire. Yeah.
That'll be the show, man. We'll just we'll cancel the whole tag tournament thing and we'll do a presentation of Spider-Man Reign. So
it'll be great.
Awesome. I had come up with a new sign-off, but I forget what the hell it was going to be. So I guess at this point it'll just be see you guys next time.
See you next time, nerds.